We roll on here on the Black Sea Shackers pregame show, getting set for the Smokies and the Shackers. Game four of a six-game set. Shackers coming off a big-time win last night in 11 innings. We're joined today by Shackers bench coach Fidel Pena on the Shackers pregame interview. Pena, the bench coach for this team, stepping into the manager role this week with Joe Arault away from the team. Fidel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure to be here with you.
How's it been stepping into the big shoes this week?
It's been good. You know, even though Joe is not here, you know, like we still like keep really close communication and we make sure that everything is good to go, you know, with the lineups and everything, and that we have a good game plan, you know, before we go into the series and all of that. So even though he's not here, nothing changes.
One of the big things throughout your career as a player and a coach is that you've been around Joe Arault a lot, whether it's as a player back in Brevard County, as a coach when you started your career with the Brewers in Wisconsin. What's it been like learning from him this year firsthand? He is the manager, you as the bench coach.
I mean, obviously, I've actually been around him more than you think, because I actually played against him like back in 2010 when he was with the Helena Brewers, I remember, and I was in Missoula and all that. And obviously, I've learned a lot from him. You know, he's been one of my mentors as coaches, like as a coach, I mean. And just like the way he goes about his business, the energy he always brings, you know, to the field every day, and like how contagious he can be around the guys, like with that good energy.
One of the big things as well is, yes, you're coaching third, but you're also next to him in the dugout pretty much every single night. How much does that help you seeing how he sees the game and soaking things in on a nightly basis?
Obviously, like, it helps you, like, see the big picture and, like, think about every move that you're going to make, you know, beforehand. These are things that he has done, like, obviously, thousands of times, like, a lot more than I have. So, you know, like, just seeing, like, how he reacts, like, to different game situations and like learning from those like decisions he makes, like, it just helps me like prepare myself for whenever I am you know, in any kind of situation similar like to those.
This team this year, one of the marks of it has been its ability to fight back. Last night you guys were down 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, came back and tied the game at every single point. Ernesto Martinez Jr., the walk-off sacrifice, the walk-off fielder's choice in the 11th inning. How impressed are you by this team time and time again with their ability to come back?
I mean, it's something like you said, like they have been able to do that like all season, you know. And, like, for example, like all three games this week we have been down, and in all of them we have brought the, you know, either the tying or the winning run to the plate like late in the game, and yesterday we were able to actually, you know, come out victorious. So that was good, you know. But like the guys are just doing their thing and going out there and you know, living it all out on the field.
Carlos Rodriguez has really left his mark on this series. He's left his mark against pretty much the entirety of the Tennessee Smokies pitching staff this season. He's hitting .545 against the Smokies this year, a four-hit game last night. What have you seen from Carlos this season?
Obviously, one of our best hitters, you know, like he makes a lot of contact, and he just has that ability to put the ball in play and just find holes, you know. He has been really consistent for us, like, at the plate and also, like, on defense. He's been amazing out in center, right, left, whatever we have thrown him, he has done a great job.
You two also both have similar stories. You started out your career in the Dominican Summer League, which started up just last week. Special place in your heart, that's where you made your professional debut back in the Diamondbacks organization in 2009. What was that experience like for you playing in the Dominican Summer League?
Obviously, you know, a dream come true. Like, right after you get signed, you know, and, like, you're always excited to have your first season. And like, it's just, like, a lot of stuff like going through your mind, like what's the professional life going to be like and all that stuff, a lot of expectations and all that. So it was a great experience. Like I lived it as a player, and then I lived it in the Dominican as a coach and as a manager in the past few years as well. So, you know, like seeing it from both different perspectives, like it's just, you know, a good place to start.
What was it like being in the DSL as a player? Because you talk about wanting to learn about professional baseball going into that for your first season. American kids do not go through that. They're in high school ball while kids in Dominican are playing in the Dominican Summer League. What is that like playing a first season of pro ball at 16, 17 years old?
I mean, it's shocking at first. You know, like, you're not ready for the responsibility that, you know, you're going to have. Like during that level, it's like when you learn, like, how to start taking care of your body, like with mobility, like like how to have a routine and all that stuff. And like that's like when you actually get to know yourself as a player, because like, you know, like before then, like you never play like so many games in a row, and like you don't practice like every day and then play. So like it kind of takes a little bit of a, you know, of a hit on your body first, I'd say, and then like mentally, you know, like locking it in and, you know, like learning, like soaking in all of the experience and making sure, you know, that you're maturing as a player and as a person.
Former Shackers manager Mike Guerrero, who was here last week, has quite the special connection to the Dominican Summer League. His father helped set up the first academy in the Dominican Republic. How important is the Dominican Summer League to Latin American kids coming through the system and just starting out professional baseball?
I mean, it's very important. You know, like you said, Mikey started that like back in like the early 90s, like when I was just born. So like that was a long time ago, you know, but like it's one of the most important, you know, phases of our careers, like I said, because it teaches you like how to be a professional, and it sets like a good foundation for you to build upon and then like come over to the States and then continue your journey through the minor leagues, you know. And obviously the Brewers have put a lot of effort into, you know, making our academy look like as good as possible. Like we have a brand new facility that is great for our players, and the results are coming, you know. Like you already have a Jackson Churio in the big leagues already. You have Carroll, like those guys that just went through that process like in the recent years. Like I probably had Churio like not even 3 years ago, and he's already in the big leagues making an impact in the organization.
When you get to do it in a beautiful country, baseball 24/7, not much better than that. Fidel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview, Shackers and Smokies, coming up next.